To an unscientific eye, this seems like it's pretty close to the Newport Inglewood Fault. What can you tell us about that?
I would agree with you. It is very close to Newport Inglewood. For something this small, we can't actually make, you know, highly accurate false associations. There's no surface rupture. We don't have any particularly strong sort of directional signal. So all we can say is, yeah, the Newport Inglewood is the closest at this point.
That's pretty close, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
How close would you say?
I have no idea. I can try and find that for you if you want to ask a different question at the same time.
Sure, I'll be glad to. What's the likelihood that this was a foreshock with a 5% chance of something bigger coming?
That is the, so the 5 to 10% is true for sort of all of Southern California. Or that's the average for all of Southern California. But it's, there's a 5% chance that something, that this is a foreshock to something larger.
And how long would that risk remain?
I have no idea. You'd have to ask a statistician on that one, sorry.
What's your guess? A day or so? A week? So just roughly?
For a magnitude this size, I really couldn't estimate. It will decrease with time, and because this is so small, I would imagine that is a very short amount of time.
Okay. So how close was this to the Newport Inglewood Fault, do you suppose?
It is still computing for you.
Okay, because when I drive through that area, I see the Pacific Coast Highway and 7th Street. There's kind of rolling hills in that area, and I just always assume that's right where the fault is. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's within a kilometer of where the fault trace runs.
It is. You can confirm it's within a kilometer, 0.6 miles.
Of where the mapped fault, so the epicenter is within a kilometer of where the mapped surface trace is. That doesn't necessarily mean it's that at depth, but yes, that's what it is with the data that I have.
Okay. Well, let me have you really speculate now. What's the likelihood that this could wake up the Newport Inglewood Fault?
Well, the Newport Inglewood Fault isn't asleep.
You say it's not asleep?
No, I mean, all of our faults are constantly active.
So what change, if any, does this indicate?
Very little. I mean, the amount of stress or stress transfer from magnitude events of this magnitude is negligible. So this is just part of the background activity that we have almost constantly on our Southern California faults, including the Newport Inglewood.
Is there anything I should have asked you that I didn't ask you that you'd like to say?
I would like to say that this is not unusual, that obviously we have, we always have seismic hazard here, and everyone should be prepared.